Joining us this morning is a very, very, very special guest. He's our brother, 14-time Grammy Award winner, songwriter, producer, and the host of Sunday's Best on BET.
Yes.
He's got a brand new album, Long Live Love, and it's available now. He's joining us to tell us all about the new music. Please welcome the one and only, come on, come on, come on, the one and only, the legendary, yes, sir, Mr. Kirk Franklin.
Kirk! My man!
You know, man, I just need for y'all to really start putting in my bio, singer. Y'all never say singer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a reason.
But Kirk, you ain't.
There's a reason for that, Kirk.
Kirk, you ain't.
There's an offense that I have because I never heard the word singer. You know what I'm saying? And so I just need to know when y'all gonna grow up and act right.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Kirk, are you singing on this album, Kirk?
Is that laughing?
Are you singing on this album?
I'm laughing at this conversation because everybody's like, well, what are you telling?
Look, I've always called you guys Little Christian, and you know that. And I'm amazed by the work you do. No, I mean, he knows. He's called me worse. He has called me worse.
I don't believe it.
I am amazed by what you do, but we just can't put singer in there. We would like to. I mean,
Jay, do you want me to redo the intro and put singer in there?
You go ahead. No. Put it in there because he wants it. He wants it. Put it in there.
All right, let me try, Jay.
Do it again.
Let me try.
Hold on. Don't be giving me no
pity.
Just don't give me no pity. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel like I got them looser riffs, if that's not what you hear when you're, oh Lord, I didn't mean for you to laugh that hard. I didn't know. Man, how y'all doing, man?
We doing good.
Good morning.
How you doing, Kirk? You doing good, man?
It is an honor to talk to y'all, man. Y'all are just the dopest, and you know y'all have made me always family. Y'all have done so much for my career, man. Y'all don't even understand, man. Thank y'all so much.
Well, you know what?
You're a beast, though, boy. Yeah. You ain't stopped, man. And Kirk, people don't know it, man. Me and you go way back, brother.
Way,
we go back all
way back. We used to go on double dates with these girls when we were when we were like in our early 20s. Well, no, we were like 19.
We were 19.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Me and Kirk, man, I was at Texas A&M
19.
University.
That's great.
And let me tell y'all something.
You and Tony were the same size.
Shut up, Junior. Shut up, Junior.
Kirk, can you stick around for a couple minutes?
Man, I'd be more than honored.
All right, more with the incredible, the singing Kirk Franklin. Right after this.
That's good.
All right, here we are back with our family member. You're not a special guest. You're our family, Kirk Franklin. We love you
thank you so much,
and thank you for your time. And
you kidding me? Come on, man.
You have a new album.
New album.
Yeah.
It's called
Long Live Love.
Long Live Love. And the single is Love Theory. And you're starting a tour on the July the 11th, 25 city tour. Yeah, this is not a little tour at all. She's doing, you do big tours. That's what I like about you. I saw Kirk Franklin perform. That wasn't a joke. That was just saying.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
That was shame.
It sounded like a joke,
bro. It sounded like a joke.
No,
his tours are huge. I mean, they really are. If a tune for a song hits you in the middle of probably dealing with your family or something important, do you stop what you're doing to somewhat, you know, file the tune away, or do you finish doing what you're doing?
If I, you know, stop for a second, and like if I'm sitting at the table, you know, if we're at a restaurant and something hits me, I'll just say, excuse me, y'all, and I'll just kind of, you know, get my phone out and just kind of hum the idea. And, you know, like everybody around me, you know, has come to kind of laugh at it or, you know, come to, you know, accept it because I'm picking up the check. So, so, you know, they, so, you know, yeah, but I don't do it a lot. It's well, like when my kids were younger, I didn't do it around them. I just had to just trust God was going to give it back to me because I didn't want to interrupt the time I would be spending with the kids.
Right.
Because, you know, your kids go through so much with you traveling and being gone, you don't want to, you know, always make it seem like that you're always at work. So, you know, that's how I try to do it.
All right, tell us how this album's different, Kirk, than the other albums.
Well, you know, more than anything, just the polarization of the world right now, and just how we're so isolated and separated, and just the tension between us as human beings is higher than it's ever been. You know, there's just a lack of empathy, and you know, we become this canceled generation where you're quick to cancel people, and you're easy to forget that the same people you cancel, you may need when somebody's trying to cancel you, because at some point, you're going to make a mistake in your life, too. Right. And so, you know, there's just this lack of compassion for each other. And it's hard to love people that are not lovable when you're not reminded that you're not always lovable, and still the creator of love loves you in spite of that. And so I'm trying to say that you can't have a general conversation about love without including God, who is the creator of love. Wow. And if God loves you when your breath stink, when your life stink, you know, you can at least be able to say that if God can love me in spite of my mess, I should be able to have more patience and compassion with other people and give them what God gives me every day.
You're a bad boy.
Minister. You're a bad minister.
That's so beautiful.
Talk, boy.
You're a bad boy, man.
I'm just trying to make up for not singing. I'm just trying to make up for
it. You're doing it.
But overall, it sounds like classic Kirk Franklin, what we've come to love about Kirk Franklin and your music.
Wow.
Well, thank you. You know, and you know, I'm just the first one just in need of grace, man. And I'm just trying to do songs on the album to just try to point people upward, because I got a sister in prison right now. You know, I have a biological father that I never knew, never liked, that gave me for adoption. I got a call that he was dying of cancer, and I had to figure out how to forgive and even mourn a man I don't know. I have another family member not too long ago I had to drive down to rehab. I didn't have my team drive him. Put him on a plane and rented a car, and we drove to a city on the outskirts of town and put somebody I loved in rehab. So it's like I'm living real life issues every day, and I just want people to know that this is where these songs come from. I'm not writing songs on the beach sipping Mai Tais. I'm in the middle of the struggle with you, knowing that what God did for me, He can do for you.
And that's why you don't need to sing, Kirk,
because
you still get your message across.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you still have your story, And what I love, you're still the host of Sunday Best on BET.
I love that show.
I love it, love it, love it. It's returning for a ninth season.
Wow.
Kirk's new album, Long Live Love, is available right now. You can find out about his tour dates. Kicks off in Austin, Texas on July 11th. KirkFranklin.com is where you can find out information. Kirk Franklin, we love
you. We love you, man.
We love you, boy.
I love y'all so much.
Thank you, Kirk Franklin. You know we love you. Nephew Tommy is up next with the prank phone call. That's all coming up right after this.